Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, partying on the deck at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Hey, you rabble-rouser, we're doing some live radio here. Let's keep it down. So we're at the Jade Monkey. We've got some early arrivers. Glad to see the occasionally profane Pizza Box Mike and some other nice people. Others, join us. There's still room, good seats on the patio. And we've got a fine party planned. Devil's Advocates, the unofficial, I'm calling it the official start of summer. We are broadcasting from the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Cottage Grove Road. So if you're in the Madison area, come on down and see us. And my little buddy Dominic, he's arriving early today. He's coming at 4 o'clock. So Dom's here. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, we've got John Nichols from The Nation. So, you know, John's a crowd favorite. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, the happier happy hour, we've got the Dane County executive, Joe Parisi. He's joining us here on the deck. And we got Hawk Sullivan. He's the fine proprietor here. I think I see Dick from the garage sneaking in the back door. We've got Terry from the Northwoods Pizza Box. Lots of fine folks. And it's early yet. There were people here waiting for the party before I even got to the party. So, you know, it's going to be a good day. Looking forward to it. Evan, I turned the Zoom off. I don't want it to interfere with the quality of this fine broadcast, but Evan, going to need your help. Want to play the president addressing the tragic murders and, you know, the carnage in Buffalo. And the president, Joe Biden, spoke on that topic today. And Evan, let's start there if we could. I'm sorry, I'm just pulling up our rundown. Bear with me just for a moment. Evan, if you would be so kind, let's play President Joe Biden from Buffalo. He was at the scene of this crime, talking about the lone gunman. Cut 10, please.
The lone gunman, armed with weapons of war and hate-filled soul, shot and killed 10 innocent people in cold blood.
Let's keep going with the President Joe Biden. It is a hate crime. Cut 11, please.
We're still gathering the facts, but already the Justice Department has stated publicly that it is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism.
More from President Biden in New York State, in Buffalo today, the scene of this heinous crime. And it is a hate crime, and it's been described as such by the president. I believe we're up to cut 12, please.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never, ever waver.
The resolve must never waver. President Joe Biden, again, from Buffalo. Let's just keep playing the sound. More President Biden, less comments from Crudy. Cut 13, please.
No one understands this more than the people sitting in front of me. Moms, dads, children, family members, about how those folks in Buffalo feel today.
And he and his wife, Jill, he talks about how they've addressed this. Cut 14, please.
Jill and I know, we know no memorial, no gestures can fill the void in the hearts they have now or that you who've lost someone feel as well.
And Joe is a Catholic. He's a Christian man. He talked about the power of prayer. Cut 15, please.
Jill and I, like all of you, pray for the victims and their families and a devastated community.
Couple more from the president in Buffalo, the site of this hate-filled murder rampage. I'm running out of adjectives. More from the president. Cut 16, please.
Being here today and hearing the name of your husband, wife, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister brings it all back as if you got that phone call 10 minutes ago.
Because, of course, Joe Biden has experienced tragedy in his own personal life. He's lost a spouse. He's lost children. One final one from the president on the topic of Buffalo. Cut 17, please.
The American people, we owe you.
We do owe you. How about the vice president? Obviously, these were black people targeted. This white supremacist went to this neighborhood specifically, my understanding, because this grocery store was a point of local pride for the community, and it brought people together, and that's why it was targeted. But Vice President Harris in Buffalo as well. Cut number one, if you would, please, Evan.
In our country, we have to recognize that we may very well be experiencing an epidemic of hate towards so many Americans.
More from the vice president, apparently on the tarmac, Kamala Harris. Cut two.
It is taking on a level of violence in the case of what happened in Buffalo, and we've seen it in other places in our country. And we all must speak out against it.
Yes, we should. One more from the VP. Cut number three, if you would, Evan.
Hate against any one of us, we should interpret it as being hate against all of us as a nation. We are a nation that prides ourselves on our diversity as an element of our strength.
Yes. Diversity is an element of our strength. Of course, it's always been a racist country. And I don't mean we're all racist, but we certainly have racist amongst us. Now, from Buffalo, the president also made some concessions, at least on the topic of gun reform. And unfortunately, they're not concessions we as the left, we want to see made. But a little bit more from President Joe Biden today in Buffalo. CNN reporting, President Joe Biden on Tuesday did not hesitate to call the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo an act of domestic terrorism, condemning the racist ideology of the suspected shooter. White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our body politic, Biden said, adding that silence is complicity. Another quote from the president. And it's been allowed to grow and fester right before our eyes. No more, no more. We need to say as clearly and as forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. None. He added, in America, evil will not win. I promise you, hate will not prevail. White supremacy will not have the last word. The evil did not come to Buffalo, and it's come to all too many places, manifested in gunmen who massacred innocent people in the name of hateful and perverse ideology. Rooted in fear and racism, it's taken so much. Speaking at the close of his visit to the city, the president remembered each of the victims of the shooting at the grocery store frequented by largely black clientele, becoming visibly emotional as he described how they were remembered by their families and their communities. Among the victims, he described how Celestine Cheney was in the store to buy strawberries to make a shortcake, how Roberta Drewy moved back home to help her brother, who was a bone marrow transplant, and was buying groceries for a dinner, and how Andre McNeil went to buy his 3-year-old son a birthday cake. After taking a pause, Biden said, his son's celebrating a birthday, asking, where's daddy? The president said at the root of the violence is hate fomented by the media and politics. The internet has radicalized angry, alienated, lost, and isolated individuals into falsely believing that they will be replaced by the other, by people who don't look like them and who are, therefore, in the perverse ideology that they possess and are being fed lesser beings. Now, Biden said he rejects the lie that white supremacy and the lie of white supremacy and called on Americans to do the same. And he condemned figures who spread the lie for power and political gain and for profit, but he didn't name specific individuals. The president also hearkened back to the chant heard at the deadly white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And let's not forget, that is in part what inspired Joe Biden to run for president. It was the reaction to what happened in Charlottesville. As he said, where demonstrators were heard saying, "You will not replace us." The president has long said that that rally served as the impetus of his 2020 run. Again, CNN, my source, pressed on whether Republicans who have promoted the replacement theory deserve blame. Biden told reporters ahead of his departure from Buffalo, "I believe that anybody who echoes replacement is to blame, not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit or political benefit, and it's wrong, and it's just simply wrong." Now, earlier Tuesday, the Bidens visited a memorial site for the victims where the First Lady placed a bouquet of flowers and the first couple bowed their heads in a moment of silence. 844-967-2789. We are partying on the deck, and I don't know that we're going to talk a lot about what happened in Buffalo, but, you know, it is the lead. It is the story of the day, and it is something that, you know, we have this tragedy, and it happens with some frequency here in this nation. And I would say we allow it to happen through our inaction. And I don't want to be inactive. I'd like to see us legislate and change things. But until we do, you know, we're going to continue to live through these tragedies. Devil's on the deck. Come join us. And all your money won't another minute buy. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. Dust. Of course, we have a strong influence on the weak-minded.